In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A protest in Canada over vaccine mandates caused major problems for truckers and other drivers at the Ambassador Bridge that connects Detroit and Windsor, Ontario on Tuesday. The bridge was closed Tuesday morning for drivers going from Detroit to Windsor. It was shut down for more than 12 hours, and some truckers had to wait that whole time. Clay Barch, a truck driver making his way into Detroit from Illinois, said the bridge closure is being felt across the state.
All the truck stops out Benton Harbor, Berrien Springs, Chicago, Firekeepers Casino. There's a whole bunch of trucks sitting out there because there's no place for them to go when they get to Detroit.
Traffic from Canada to Detroit started moving eventually. Supporters of the Freedom Convoy in Canada have been blocking traffic at border crossing across the country as they protest the government's vaccination mandate. A report has been released by members of the U.S. House on the trafficking of synthetic opioids. Congressman Fred Upton tells us the final report of the U.S. Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking lays the groundwork for legislation to fight the proliferation of fentanyl.
We've got to take this fentanyl crisis head on. We've lost nearly a million Americans since 1999 who have died of an overdose. Every community is faced with this. A lot of families, including mine.
Upton tells us the substances originate in China and then get shipped to Mexico, and then they're smuggled into the U.S. He notes one area of the law likely to change is how synthetic opioids are defined.
Literally, we've discovered that the drug lords can change one little piece of it, one little molecule, and all of a sudden it's classified as a different drug and therefore doesn't fit the normal judicial process where you can throw people behind bars. That's got to change.
Upton says a whole range of steps need to be taken to address the problem. They include strong border security, updating the federal classification of synthetic opioids, mental health and medical health services, and support for law enforcement. He's expecting legislation based on the report to emerge soon. The Friends of Berrien County Trails have announced a series of public engagement activities and a survey as it works on a master plan for the trail system. The group's Marcy Hamilton tells us there will be community workshops held throughout the year, and a survey has been put online to gather information on what the public would like in its trails. The trails master plan is intended to provide a countywide vision for the system
that looks at what trails exist in the county, and we're talking biking trails, walking trails, hiking trails, also mountain biking trails, cross-country skiing trails, and equestrian trails, and water trails for paddling.
Hamilton says communities will be able to use the master plan for guidance and pursuing grants.
Basically coming up with a countywide vision of trails for Berrien County so that we can have a unified vision for the county that all the communities and organizations can be working to implement. So basically it's going to be a resource.
We have a link to the survey at our website, and it will be up through the end of February. Hamilton says more information on the community workshops that will be held will be released in the coming months. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.